Are you ready for the list?
Jazz and AJ, Boss Keith, top five.
Okay, the Soundtide Music Festival is this weekend. I don't know if you've heard. And as an old grump, here are my top five things you got to prepare yourself when you go to these festivals.
An old grump, okay.
As an old grump.
Right. How are you going?
I am going. I'm going to go both days. I don't care the Foo Fighters dropped out. I've seen the Foo Fighters before. I'm into Jack White. I saw the White Stripes a million years ago. They were great. Greta Van Fleet, I don't care about, but Jack White, I'm into, so whatever. I'm there for the beers. Like, I don't care what these fans.
Party.
I'm certainly not there for the Goo Goo Dolls. I'm there for the beers and the yelling.
Right.
So, that's all.
Don't interrupt him if he's yelling, by the
if
way.
If I'm yelling, do not say anything. Hey, you like this band? In the middle of a story.
Don't say good morning.
Number five. you got to get the VIP. I realize this sounds elitist and expensive, but if you're in your 40s, you can't be out there with the vaping kids and getting squished and the dirty hippies and whomever. If you want to go to this thing, you got to pay for the VIP, and you'll thank me later when you're not in some terrible line for the porta potties and a 23-year-old girl.
How much is the VIP?
Oh, it's definitely more. It's got to be like 100 something more.
All right, so the guy who doesn't pay for the VIP is telling you to get the VIP.
You got to get the VIP.
And he doesn't even know what the VIP costs.
I've paid for VIPs at other festivals. You have to pay for the VIP, so you're not with the gross, like, hippies.
Right.
Like a 23-year-old girl in a flower headband puking on you. You can't have it, not in your 40s.
Right now, on their website.
Puking.
Yeah, if you want to go right now for both days, like Keith is saying,
VIP.
It's $859
that's
for the
it.
VIP.
That is
hippies.
Per head.
Yeah.
No puking.
Yeah, I'll just go alone. Okay. You'll know people there.
Clean bathroom, yeah.
Yeah, and in the VIP, you get your own, like, little special clean bathroom. AJ's
nice.
Right. It's a different experience when you're not with the gross
That's
people.
That's a biggie right there.
It is a huge deal without the giant lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't believe you get better viewing, but that's whatever. But it's the bathrooms and, and less scum.
No stage.
It
line.
Is funny because it does seem like real life, because you're in this pampered area, and then you say, I wonder what the other half's living like. And you go out there, you're like, oh.
I don't want to be here.
I'm sprinting.
This is the slummy neighborhood.
I'm sprinting back.
And then you feel fancy because you go back into your world, and you're like, yeah, this is where I belong.
But there is another VIP better than the one I'm in. So I'm in, like,
the
regular
Sky
VIP.
Deck?
Yes, that's fancy.
That's 1500.
Right, that's the fancy one. I've never been in there. That's where the real elites go.
They chew your food for you.
They spit into your mouth like a baby bird.
And there's a therapy dog.
And there's, like, masseuses and shrimp cocktail, probably.
The chairs are made of gold.
You get a bird's eye view, right? Right to the stage.
Yes.
Elevated, covered viewing deck with prime views of the stage, dedicated air-conditioned restrooms, private bar with drinks for purchase.
No free drinks,
you get
though.
A concierge to assist you with any other festival needs.
Ooh.
So, like, if you sit down, you're like, oh, I need something. Like, someone's just there to help you. Dedicated entry lane into festival. You don't have to go in with the masses.
Right. So
that's
important.
Awesome.
So important. Those giant lines with the scum.
And
no scum.
And they carry you to your car.
That's great.
You get a locker. You can shove all your crap into the locker so you're not lugging it around.
Oh, I love that. That is out of my price.
And I'm guessing that includes a parking space.
No chance.
Really?
No way. Wow. That's another fee.
No, I think that includes parking.
It should.
I don't see it listed here.
No way. It doesn't. There's no way it does.
It's got to.
No way.
There has to be a lot for those people. I think I remember seeing something last year.
Phil would see it.
I don't see anything about parking specifically, at
Maybe
least where blind. I'm looking right now.
I can't begin to tell you how great your own entry lane is. Because all the scum have, like, all their vapes and drinks and stuff that they're searching, and people bring purses that
people.
Are too big. Right. Yes.
Human beings.
Human beings.
Doesn't matter. So then you're in this special lane, and you just walk right through. Oh, what a great time. That's the VIP
that
you really
is a
love.
Red carpet moment.
$1,500 bucks is a lot of money, though. That's a lot.
That's what's going on.
That's today's price. I don't know if there was a cheaper option at some point in the past.
Those Goo Goo Dolls don't have enough songs I care about for $1,500.
And at $1,500, are there fees on top of that, or that's $1,500?
No, it's all in pricing now. They can't do it that way anymore.
Great.
So you've got to see the real price.
They have that under all of the ticket options, all in pricing.
Yeah.
$1,500, so $3,000 for two people. That's 2 days. That's a lot. That's no food. Or does that include food with this package?
No, it says for purchase. Yeah, it's a lot.
Private bar with drinks for purchase.
Okay, you gotta have a lot of expendable income for this.
Man, that's a $4,000 to $5,000 weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're like rich and from Westport, and you're like,
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
It's just a regular Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm in the Milford section.
Right.
I'm one of the scum.
Right. You're with the scum. Right. All right. Number four. You need a parking arrival plan. This is a big one. There's basically no parking. So you could have bought parking months ago that no one did. So you can roll the dice and you can park randomly in Bridgeport. You could take the train or you can do the most fun. And the one that I recommend is park in a random's yard. It's true.
Oh, no.
There are random people that live near Seaside Park that sell spots in their yards.
Oh, yeah.
For various prices. Now, will you be blocked in later? Will the people joyride in your car? Who's to say?
But there's a whole Ferris Bueller scene happening.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. But my car is whatever. Take it. Light it on fire. I don't care. But I'm always up for giving a stranger a cool 50 and just say, like, good luck. We'll see you at 11. Like, nice. That's what this is. But there is a ton of housing leading right to Seaside Park. It's right there, but, you know, it's a real dice roll. Mm. But I like that. That's my plan. I'm going to drive in and park there and just sort of hope for the best.
Well, should you ask when you hand the 50 over, does this include me keeping my tires?
Right. Or do you actually live here? Yeah. That would be the other question.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great question.
Last year, you parked in a cemetery.
Right. Is this your home and we're allowed to park here? And if he says yes, here's the 50. Right, I'll see you at 11.
Yeah.
Number three, people are gross, and you should know this in general.
Okay.
But they're going to eat gross food. They're going to smell bad. They're not going to listen to reason. They're going to put dirty blankets on the ground, all of it. And you've got to say to yourself, I'm here for the tunes, and I've got to be mellow. Getting mad at 19-year-olds who take three bong hits and scream shout along with the band won't make life better. You have to relax.
Festival gross is a different gross.
He's right. And the smells, the patchouli.
How do you pronounce that?
Patchouli?
Yeah, that. Right. And just everything. The sweat.
No deodorant.
So these people get there at noon for those terrible opening bands.
Yeah.
By the time Noah Khan goes on at 8:30, think about how bad they're going to smell.
It's like an onion field.
Right. Yeah. It's like an onion field. So you've got to just, you can't act like I always act. I've got to turn all of this madness
off. I feel like this
off.
One's more for you than anybody else.
Yeah. You've just got to realize this is what I've committed to. A day of gross people doing gross things.
Put a little Vicks under your nose, doing crime scenes.
Yeah. And you can't be. Some people are standing. Some people are sitting. People are all singing. Like you just gotta goose faba. Like you just gotta calm down.
You don't want to breathe in that.
It's
hard.
Really, being around people who are having a good time annoys him.
Right. No, when they're out of hand having a good time. We're having a good time now. I'm having a nice time. But if you stink and you're shoving food in your big fat face and you're yelling like, oh, play stick season, whatever, I can't. And I just gotta mellow.
Bring it down.
Bring it down. If I was in that elite VIP, I could get massaged.
The sky deck.
Yeah, sky deck.
They pee for you.
Okay, number two. Leave before the encore. When Noah Khan plays Northern Attitude, it is time to start running.
That's go time.
Will you miss his biggest hit? Yes. But do you want to be in Bridgeport until 3 a.m.? You do not.
No.
Now, Sunday's tricky. Jack White plays a different set every single time.
Oh.
So setlist.fm will not help you because every night is different.
He is a total wild card.
It's a wild card, and sometimes he doesn't break for an encore. So he just like whips through the whole set, and then it's over. Thank you. Good night. And you don't know when to bolt. So I'm a little worried about Sunday. So I think if you want to see all of Jack White, if you want to see
Jack
Seven
White
Nation
closes
Army,
or Fred
he closes.
He closes.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, he closes. So, and you setlist won't help you because you don't know how he's like the stupid Grateful Dead or whatever. Every night's different. So you have no idea what's going to happen, which is a problem for beating the traffic. So you just got to say to yourself, like, I'm just going to miss Seven Nation Army.
That he's closing the show. Oh, right. Hold on.
When you see Jack White grabbing his car keys.
Are these beers?
Oh, cool.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Our vice president just walked in.
Yeah, from Celsius.
Wow.
Oh, thank you so much.
And happy morning show day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just got happier.
Thank you so much.
Just got to say good morning to Phil or he gets bitchy. So.
No, she said it. You didn't say it.
Celebrating 15 years.
Today's your 15th anniversary?
You don't care.
I don't.
15 years. Why ask now? You don't care.
You were supposed to give him.
Oh.
15
Where's the
years.
Where's the, there's a plaque for him?
It's probably in your office.
Right. Under all those emails
it
you didn't read.
It better come with a hug.
You're right. Oh, well, I'll give it to you after.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll take a picture and have a moment.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, we're in the middle of my bit here.
He just said, we started this conversation, and he said, if he's in the middle of a conversation and someone walks in, he doesn't acknowledge them.
Right.
You walk in, he acknowledges
right,
you immediately.
Right, that was good, right.
Did you?
Oh, he did. Yes. So,
he did. I think I probably, I thought you had beers. That's why. I thought those were beers.
He hit the brakes.
Right, I don't drink before noon. That's a life policy.
Oh, really?
Really?
You got to have policies, guys. Number one, as an old, I've learned that standing in a field for 10 hours is not my bag. So I went to Lollapalooza in 94 and Woodstock in 99. Certainly a different time for the kid, but now nope. So as a fellow old, you have to start making decisions today. How much do you care about Lisa Loeb and her one hit from 1995? She goes on at like 2 o'clock. How much do you care about Teddy Swims? Teddy Swims is sort of a thing right now. He's like the new Jelly Roll. I don't know. He goes on at like 4. I think I'm cool at a 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock, 6 hours standing. I think that's my maximum. That is my plan. And you have to decide what you want to do. But I think getting there at noon is a mistake for anyone over 37. Mm. That was my advice. So yeah, have
especially
a good time,
on
everyone.
Sunday when you don't know when the show ends.
You don't know. It's really a problem. So that's it. I hope to see you all there. Do not talk to me if I'm in the middle of a conversation.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.